104.5 The Zone, 6:33 here in the Wake Up Zone. Mark Howard and Blake Bishop, Kevin Ingram, Jonathan Schaefer. Hope you're having a good Friday so far. Let's roll over to Knoxville. Jimmy Himes from Sports Radio WNML is our guest. Jimmy, what's going on?
Good morning, guys.
All right, spring game tomorrow night for football. Jeremy Pruitt says they've learned Jim Chaney's offense pretty quickly. What signs are you looking for to know that it is going well in that regard?
The lack of penalties, making sure people get lined up properly, watching to see about the quarterback going to the right place, those type things. One of the things that Pruitt said the other day, while he did say they picked up the offense quickly, he did say they had a lot of negative plays. And I said, well, what led to the negative plays? He said, well, penalties, lost yardage, drop passes, sacks, things like that led to the negative plays. But that's what I'm looking for, just to be clean and to be smooth. And we'll see if they're able to do that. But I think that Chaney's good enough to adjust an offense to suit his personnel. But here's the thing, too. The offensive line, there's a potential that they can't get it set this spring because Darnell Wright's coming in. And there's a pretty good chance Darnell Wright's going to be a starter. So with that being, and then you don't know about Trey Smith. Right now, I doubt he's going to be available, but he could. So I think the offensive line is one of the positions that they will not be able to determine the starters until they get into August camp.
Now the format's going to be best against best, right? And do you think a lot of coaches are kind of getting back to more of a simple type of way of doing these games?
I do. And you won't have a situation where if there's a sack, somebody gets 14 points or something silly like that. I do think he wants to get back more to playing more basic football. And I think you can mix up skill challenges to make it fun during the course of a spring game, but you don't want that to be the central point of your spring game. So I don't know that you'll see much of that. I think you'll just see more football, the ones against the ones, the twos against the twos.
Jimmy Himes, our guest from Sports Radio WNML in Knoxville.
Well, Jimmy, I know you talked about Trey Smith a little bit, but in reference to the injury, what's the injury front specifically, Kirkland?
Yeah, we talked to Jeremy Pruitt the other day with Darren Kirkland, and he told us that it seems unlikely Kirkland's going to play this fall. He said that I'm not so sure that 7 or 8 months of rehab won't be best for him. He is being treated by Dr. James Andrews, a renowned surgeon who's out of Pensacola. And so, and of course, Kirkland's not going through the spring. So the plan looks like it would be for Kirkland to rehab as best he can, skip and not play this season, but try to get himself ready for the NFL. I did think it was interesting that Pruitt said that he thinks that Kirkland still has a future in football. I don't think he's, it appears at this time that he will probably not play in a Tennessee uniform again, but will try to rehab to the point where he might be able to play in the NFL.
Where does that put them at the linebacker position? Then who fills the void?
No, it hurts. I think that Will Ignatt will probably fill that void. So I think Ignatt and Batuli will probably be your inside linebackers. On the outside, it's going to be Daryl Taylor and DeAndre Johnson and possibly Quaveris Crouch. Crouch has worked at both inside and outside linebacker. He could play either one. But I think it hurts you, obviously. Now, I'll say this. Kirkland was a really good football player back in 2015 when he was a freshman All-American. He's had so many knee surgeries. He is not the player that he was. He's still an experienced player that would probably be a starter for you. But without him, it does take away some of the depth that you would have at that position.
Sticking with the defense then, new DC, Ansley, you know, I'm sure they're going to have a few new wrinkles. Maybe can we see as fans from the naked eye any of those new wrinkles, you think?
I doubt it. I don't know that they will show too many wrinkles with the defense. I may get surprised a little bit. It has been kind of, it's interesting you to ask that because I remember in years past, every now and then an offensive, the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator would call something that the offensive coordinator or defense coordinator wouldn't like. The one on the other end of that. Because, hey, wait a minute, we're supposed to be vanilla and then you ran this trick play on us. But, I don't think you'll see a lot of, things outside of their base defense. I would expect to, not to see too many wrinkles because, yeah, paranoid coaches are, they don't want to show anything. So I would be surprised if they do show much outside of the basics.
Does Ansley ever talk about his experience with Chucky? That's Gruden, that is.
Yeah, he was interviewed the other day, and he said that he learned a lot from Chucky, John Gruden. And he appreciated the experience, and he thinks it made him a better coach.
Oh, wow. Well, that's high praise there. I guess you don't expect anything else. I saw that it seems like the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame has a UT feel to it, with Kibby Brown, Cutcliffe, Charles Davis, as well as Carol Lawson and Peyton Manning, of course, all going in at the same time.
Yeah, that's a pretty strong group, isn't it? They might as well have that in Knoxville. But
you're right.
That is a very strong group that they had. I was aware. I didn't know they had actually released that. I was aware of some of those folks going in, but it's a really strong class. They've reorganized at the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame with some of the leadership that they have in that regard. But yeah, that's a great group, and I'm sure it's going to be very well attended. It's going to be what, June the 15th.
Yes,
at the Omni in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great class they got going in.
I guess, and lastly for me is, you know, the quarterback is always the most important position, and you've talked about it, but how's JG handled, I guess, with no really competition at the quarterback position, his progression as a quarterback in this system, and does he look a lot more comfortable? Because sometimes some quarterbacks at that age kind of relax, and then some kind of play better because they don't feel the pressure of someone taking their spot.
Yeah, and to that point, I'll bring this up. I remember one time asking Randy Sanders, who was a former assistant at Tennessee, about Peyton Manning. I said, you know, you guys always say competition makes you better, but Peyton Manning doesn't have any competition. Mm-hmm. He said, yes, he does. I said, what's his competition?
Himself.
He says, his competition is he wants to be the greatest quarterback in the history of the game. Mm-hmm. That's his competition. That's his bar. With Garantano, he's been having a good camp. However, Jeremy Pruitt said that last Saturday might have been his worst day at quarterback. Now, from all accounts, he bounced back on Tuesday and had a pretty good practice. But the thing they need out of him is consistency. But Chris Winkie, the new quarterback coach, said there were a couple of things about Garantano he really likes. One, he's a great competitor. And secondly, he said that he's a natural passer. And those are two attributes that Garantano has that Winkie likes a lot.
Jimmy Himes is our guest, Sports Radio WNML, is where you can hear and find Jimmy, of course, over in Knoxville. We'll have more coming up in just a moment on 104.5 The Zone. Mark's going to tell us first about Mortgage Investors Group.
Exactly. A Mortgage Investors Group wants to tell you zero down VA loans for veterans and military members can help you achieve the American dream of buying a home. Make it a reality. Contact Mortgage Investors Group to get qualified. VA loans offer low competitive interest rates, no down payment necessary, and no private mortgage insurance. So start thinking about owning a home today. Mortgage Investors Group can help you get started. In fact, whether you're buying your first home or your fifth, Mortgage Investors Group can help you fulfill your home buying goals. They've been in business for over 29 years. They're the number one lender in the state of Tennessee. So let them put that experience to work for you. And as a first-time home buyer, applying for your first home loan can seem like a daunting task. Well, don't worry. Mortgage Investors Group will be there every step of the way with you. Let their experts help you get started on the path to home ownership. In fact, 100% financing is possible to take you from renting to owning. So call our friends at Mortgage Investors Group to see if you qualify, or go to MIGonline.com for the office nearest you. Equal housing lender, license number 109111.
Zone.
This is the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone. Time is 6:47. We continue our Friday morning chat with our good friend Jimmy Himes from Sports Radio WNML in Knoxville.
Jimmy, I want to talk about the receivers. And first of all, Juwan Jennings says he feels 150% better, if that's at all possible. But you would think, though, this kid, if he had really gotten serious, you know, has a chance to really be a great player. What are your thoughts on him as far as what he's done in the offseason and in this spring session?
I think that Jennings, when healthy, is a really good receiver. I think he's an all-SEC caliber receiver. He's not a great deep ball threat. He's a really good intermediate receiver. He can break tackles. He's tough. He's the best blocker that they have at wide receiver. He's got an alpha dog attitude about him. I think he can play in the NFL when healthy with the right attitude. And this is, it was kind of interesting, and I'll compare this to Jennings too, but the other day, Chris Rump, outside linebackers coach, was asked about is Daryl Taylor reaching the level of consistency? And he kind of grinned and laughed about it. He said, yeah, this is his money year. He said he knows if he wants to play in the NFL, he's got to bring it every day. Same for Juwan Jennings. If he wants to play in the NFL, this is his year to show NFL folks that he can be consistent and he can play at a high level. It was 2 years ago, I guess. Maybe it was three. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, he missed all of 1 year, basically, after the season-opening injury. He had, like, 40 catches, 580 yards, showed big playability, caught a big catch against Florida for a touchdown. He needs to get back to that guy and be even better. And I think with T. Martin's help at wide receiver, he can become a better route runner as well. So I'm looking for big things out of Juwan Jennings this season.
Sounds like Jordan Murphy has a chance to be really special.
He's got a chance to be a good receiver. The one thing I wonder, he may get a little bit lost in the shuffle because I think receiver very well could be Tennessee's strongest position because you got to find enough balls to get it to Jennings, to Marquez Callaway, to Brandon Johnson, to Josh Palmer, and then you've got Murphy there. They like Ramel Keaton, the young receiver that they had signed, freshman. So they've got a pretty good group. And, oh, by the way, Dominic Wood Anderson is probably one of the better tight ends. I do think Murphy can make some plays for him, and I'm sure they're going to keep him in the slot. But they have not had the production out of the slot position that they have needed in some recent years, and maybe he'll be that guy.
Jimmy, it looks like Alante Taylor and Bryce Thompson have the corner spots locked down in the secondary. But yep. What about the safety spots in the nickel?
Nickel is Baylen Buchanan. Buchanan's been hurt a little bit this camp, but that's a natural position for him. I think who they like at that position, too, is D'Angelo Gibbs. Gibbs played receiver about the first, nine practices of the spring. And what I don't know, and I'll next time I get a chance to ask, I wonder if it was his request to when he transferred from Georgia to go from secondary to receiver. He's a very good athlete, just for the change of pace, just because he didn't have a good experience at Georgia. But he moved to the secondary. He had an interception in the scrimmage on Saturday. They like his ball skills. They like his hands. They like his tackling ability. He looked really good at the star position, the nickel position. Of course, Nigel Warrior is going to be one of your safeties. I'm not sure exactly if they settled in on the other safety spot. I know they've got a lot of candidates back there in an effort to try to find the right person. One of the things that Pruitt said about the defensive backs is they try to coach them to be interchangeable, that they teach concepts so that the players are able to move to different spots. But Trayvon Flowers might be the leader at that other safety position. But I think Tennessee's got a lot of talent back there, and I think it's going to free them to do more things up front because they like their secondary.
All right, shifting to basketball, at any point, did you think Rick Barnes was out the door?
Yes, I did, because all the sources I talked to, they were as high as 90%.
Wow.
And there were a number of things I had been told about some of the issues that were going on in Tennessee, some of which I think were true, some of which I was told by Rick Barnes were not true. But when I interviewed him after he had decided to stay, it was the next day, he got back with me at about 9:30, I guess, that next morning. He told me it was just the allure of UCLA. He said that when he grew up, that was the program. They had won 10 national championships in 12 years. They won another one in 95. Ben Howland never won one, but he went to the Final Four 3 years in a row. He wanted to restore a storied program back to what it had been, and he felt like he could do it. And he also told me he loved L.A. So I think he was really close to going. He told me the difference was the buyout. And I had written a blog about it where he said that, now I thought his buyout was $5 million, but he said it was $4 million. And he said that they wanted to pay him a signing bonus for $4 million. And in doing that, he would have to pay 40% tax on that, which means he's going to have to pay $1.6 million in taxes. And he said, no. He said, they said, well, that's what we're going to do. He said, if that's what we're going to do, we don't have a deal. So if UCLA had paid the buyout, I think they'd have Rick Barnes there. I think it was that close. At least that's what he led me to believe. So, yeah, I thought there was a pretty good chance. But I'll say this, and I had been told it would probably be consummated sometime early afternoon. And when it dragged on and I heard about a buyout issue, the longer it went, the more I thought Tennessee could keep him. And then it was sometime after 10 o'clock when he confirmed that he was staying at Tennessee.
Did Philip Fulmer take the easy way out by hiring Kelly Harper?
Well, the easy way out.
There were better coaches out there, and it just seemed like you know, he went, you know, the family route.
Well, here's the deal. So there are better coaches, but you're not going to get the coach from Baylor or Connecticut or Notre Dame or Stanford. They're too entrenched in where they are, okay? So that limits your pool a little bit. Now, I also don't think he's going to want to pay $2 million. That limits your pool also. I heard the name Jeff Walls, and I also heard not only was Tennessee not going to pay the $1.5 million buyout for him, but he also can be difficult to deal with and maybe wouldn't fit in with folks at Tennessee. So that limits your pool. So where are you going to go? They ended up, they interviewed Tina Langley. She's out of Rice. They talked to Wes Moore at NC State. They talked to Carol Lawson, and they talked to Kelly Harper. Those are the ones I know about. And they felt like out of that pool of candidates that Harper was the best suited to take over. So I think their pool was limited by, one, those coaches being entrenched at their schools, the better coaches, and secondly, I just don't know that they were going to pay $1.5 or $2 million for a women's basketball coach.
And, Jimmy, you want to win ball games and not necessarily a press conference, but I did think Kelly handled herself well, you know, in those settings as she takes over the job here.
I think she did, too. And there's one concern about her. Now, if you wanted East Carolina, if you wanted Missouri State, you wanted NC State. There's some dynamics there that I was told were detrimental to her. First off, for whatever reason, Kay Yao and Debbie Yao were not fans of Pat Summitt. Well, when Kelly Harper goes over there, I think it was Kay Yao, the coach, passed away within like the first year. Debbie Yao takes over as athletic director, and it was like a matter of time that Harper was going to be gone because she didn't have the support. And so maybe that's the reason she didn't succeed in NC State. There were some dynamics there that went against her. We'll see if she can win. Can she get Tennessee back to Final Four? I don't know. Can she improve this team as far as its discipline, turnovers, shot selection, et cetera, playing together? Yes, she can do that. How far is that going to get them? I don't know. I do think they have good talent. Not great. They have good enough talent, though, to be a 25-game winner and make the NCAA tournament.
All right, Jimmy, short answer question on the way out. I know you love golf. Who's your winner in the Masters this weekend?
Dustin Johnson.
Yeah?
He was my pick going in. Brooks Koepka, though, I tell you what, when he's in contention, look out. But I'm going to go Dustin Johnson.
We'll hold you to that and talk to you on Monday. Thanks, Jimmy. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Jimmy Himes from Sports Radio WNML in Knoxville every Monday and Friday right here on the Wake Up Zone. And our Twitter poll this morning, pretty simple. Do the Preds take game two, yes or no? You can vote now at WUZ 104.5. Game two for the Preds, round two at Augusta. Talk about both just ahead here on the Wake Up Zone.